From Spark and Anvil and Deduce Quest. This is Contra, in Chapter 1 of the Deduce Quest cast. This drama uses an AI-generated voice, voiced via Gemini 2.5.
Contra has a favorite word, and the word is suppose. Suppose you're right, he'll say, leaning back, and everyone braces because they know what's coming. He doesn't argue against your idea. He does something far more unsettling. He agrees with it, completely, and then follows it, patiently, step by careful step, to see where it goes. And more often than not, it goes somewhere it can't survive. Suppose you're right that the treasure's in the West Room, he'll say. Then the guard was lying. But you said yourself the guard had no reason to lie. So he spreads his hands and lets the idea finish collapsing on its own. I didn't knock it down. I just walked it to the edge and let it look over.
Contra was a stubborn kid, the kind who argued with everything, and for a long time it just made people tired. Then a teacher taught him the one move that changed him. Instead of shouting, "You're wrong," try saying, "Let's say you're right. Then what?" And actually mean it. Follow the other person's idea as if it were true, all the way, honestly. Sometimes it held up and he learned something, but sometimes it led somewhere absurd, somewhere even the other person could see was impossible, and then he didn't have to win the argument. The idea lost it by itself. It's the most polite way to disagree ever invented, he says. You don't call anyone wrong. You just take their idea very, very seriously, more seriously than they did, and walk it forward until it trips over its own feet. If it doesn't trip, it was true. If it does, he shrugs, it told on itself.
He came to the Deduce Quest Academy because Deducia, the host, overheard him settle a fight not by picking a side, but by taking the losing side's argument so seriously that it dismantled itself. On his first day, the head posed a puzzle. Prove that in any group of the Academy's students, at least two share the same number of friends inside the group. The other apprentices started counting. Contra just smiled and said, "Suppose not. Suppose everyone has a different number of friends." He followed it. In a group of, say, 10, that means the friend counts are all different. 0, 1, 2, all the way to 9. But someone with 9 friends is friends with everyone, including the person who supposedly has 0. And you can't be friends with someone who has 0 friends. He spread his hands. So the counts can't all be different. Contradiction. Which means at least 2 match. The head, who had watched apprentices try to check every case by hand, said quietly, "You didn't prove it was true. You proved it couldn't be false."
In his workshop, he teaches students that being wrong out loud is a tool. A girl came in afraid to guess, terrified of being wrong. Contra's whole face lit up with sympathy and mischief. "You're afraid of contradictions," he said. "But a contradiction is the most helpful thing in the world. It's a sign pointing at the exact spot where an idea breaks." He gave her a locked room puzzle. "Don't try to find the right answer. Take the answer you're most sure is wrong and assume it's right. Then follow it." She picked one, followed it, and hit an impossibility 3 steps in. "There," Contra said, delighted. "You just eliminated an option forever. Not by guessing, by proving. You're not wrong, you're narrowing." The girl realized she'd just used her fear of being wrong as a flashlight. "Every contradiction you find," Contra told her, "kills a wrong answer permanently. You can't unbreak an idea that broke. So the more contradictions you chase, the fewer wrong answers are left standing, until the only thing that hasn't collapsed is the truth."
Later, the girl asked the question, "But what if I follow a wrong idea and it doesn't break? What if it just keeps going?"
Contra nodded slowly, respecting the question. "Then you've learned something huge," he said. If you assume the opposite and follow it honestly, and it never trips, no impossibility, no crash, then maybe the opposite isn't wrong. Maybe the thing you were trying to prove isn't actually true, or isn't the whole story. He tapped the table. That's the honest part, the part that makes this real and not a trick. You have to follow the assumption fairly. No cheating, no bending it toward the crash you want. You let it run free. If it survives, you were wrong to doubt it. If it dies, he smiled, it was always going to. You just had the courage to walk it to the edge and watch. He leaned in. The people who never test their ideas this way spend their whole lives defending things that would have collapsed at the first honest step. The girl went home, and that night took the one belief she'd been most afraid to question and gently, honestly, supposed the opposite, and felt not the fear she expected, but a strange relief, because now she'd know, one way or the other, instead of just hoping.
You've been listening to a Spark and Anvil chapter, written by the Spark and Anvil writing team for ages 9 to 14. Spark and Anvil is a 501c3 public charity. Apps stay free forever. Curriculum aligned to Contra. Released under Creative Commons BYNCSA 4.0 for educational reuse. Visit Spark and Anvil for the full transcript.